our God and Heavenly Father, we thank Thee for the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, that Thou hast graciously revealed to us here upon earth Thy will in Christ Jesus. We thank Thee that it is Thy purpose to save all who come unto Thee through Him. And we pray that as we study Thy Word, we may understand more and more of Thy ways in Christ. For Thy name's sake we ask it. Amen. As we study along in the Sermon on the Mount in the Gospel of Matthew, we come now to the sixth chapter, and we are noticing how the Lord Jesus, in His teaching, is stressing the fact that the truth of God's will is something more and deeper than the rules and regulations which the religious people of that time had made up. And he is going on now to discuss it even further. In the fifth chapter, he discussed this with reference to an understanding of the requirements of the law of God. When we come over to chapter 6, he is going to discuss certain practices that we have that you would call religious practices, but he is going to stress the importance of these being heartfelt, being from the heart. And so in chapter 6, the first four verses have to do with almsgiving. Now, you and I ordinarily don't use this word alms, but I suppose we all know what it means. It's a case of giving to the poor, something that all persons who expect to be accepted by God will do, because it belongs to the worship of God and to the will of God that we should remember the poor. Now let us see how the Lord Jesus taught concerning this. We read, "Take heed that you do not your alms before men." That is, do not practice your charity giving in the sight of human beings to be seen of them. Notice that he is saying, do not do your alms before men to be seen of them. This does not mean that you have to hide yourself when you're helping people. It does not mean that you should, for example, do everything so privately that no one will ever know that you did it. That isn't what this says. But this is speaking about the attitude you have in your heart and mind when you are helping other people. If you're doing things for poor people, do not do these things for poor people in such a way that other people will see you doing them so that you will be noticed by human beings. Otherwise, you have no reward of your Father which is in heaven. Therefore, when thou doest thine alms, do not sound a trumpet before thee as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may have glory of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But when thou doest alms, let not thy left hand know what thy right hand doeth, that thine alms may be in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret himself shall reward thee openly. This is his total teaching on this subject. I want you to notice here a contrast between what we might speak of as the social significance of our conduct, what men think of us, and the spiritual significance of our conduct, what God thinks of us. And then I think we should all notice the two are not the same. Something could be pleasing in the sight of men that would be an abomination in the sight of the Lord. And something could be pleasing in the sight of God that would be an abomination to men. And this we are to have in mind. And we're particularly told that when we do this very fine thing of giving to the poor, we should not sound a trumpet before us, call attention to what we're doing, that we may have glory of men. And this again refers to the fact that it is possible to do even a good thing in such a way that you want people to appreciate the fact that you're the good man that's been doing these good things. And the Lord Jesus spells this out very carefully. When thou doest alms, if you're going to be helping the poor, let not thy left hand know what thy right hand doeth. And that expression, of course, has gotten into our common language, and you hear it many, many times. Which means to say that when you are doing things for the poor and doing them as unto the Lord, that you actually do not personally keep track of it in such a sense as to build up a feeling of personal goodness out of this, that you do it for your own personal prestige, so that you do it as if you were going to get credit for it. Just don't do it for that reason. Now, the Lord Jesus, you see, is saying that if you're going to do anything good, do it for the Lord's sake, for the Father in heaven. Do it as unto the Lord, unto God. And God will reward thee. Men, you could be doing it for the sight of men. God, you could be doing it for the sight of God. And this would be true in anything, especially is it true in this matter of doing for other people. Even in your own life, as you live your own life, in your own home, where we will say you're going to exercise yourself with integrity, you're going to conduct yourself in such a way that the way you conduct yourself would be called good. Now, you can do this in such a way that all your relatives and all your kinfolk will say you're a very good man. Or you can do these things in such a way that God, looking upon you, will be pleased and satisfied. And the Lord Jesus is saying, when you're doing anything that you do for the sake of other people, especially if you're doing this thing because you are thereby seeking to please God, have God in mind and don't have man in mind. And it amounts to this. The thing that you do publicly, in the sense that you make a public show of it, you've got human beings in mind and you're doing it in their sight. The thing that you do secretly, what you really mean by deep down in your heart, only God knows. Generally speaking, whenever we do anything publicly to be seen of men, generally speaking, this is inclined to foster pride in our hearts. We're inclined to get to the place where we get proud about these things. On the other hand, if we do these things to be seen of God, if what I'm doing, I'm actually conscious of God while I'm doing it. Usually speaking, I'm doing so much less than could be done. I am actually accomplishing so little that in the presence of God, it fills me with humility. When I think of what he did for me, and then I think of what little I do for other people, it would just seem that my little doesn't count for anything. And that induces a certain humility. And we all know that God loves the humble soul and that God actually resisteth the proud. So right in this very matter of conduct, this matter comes up. This whole truth comes out to the forefront. And the Lord Jesus points out that if you and I are going to act in a way that would be right in the sight of God, it will have these marks. It will be that we are acting in the way we think God would be pleased so that God may reward us. It would mean that we're not acting in a way that man would be pleased so that man can reward us. You'll notice in the course of what he has to say that if anybody does his deeds, lives his life, acts in the way in which he does, to be seen of men, he'll be seen of men, and he'll get a certain reward for them. But that's all he'll get. That's what he did it for, and that's what he'll get. But when it says here that a man does anything secretly, that doesn't mean he hides when he's doing it. That if I give $5 to the poor, this doesn't mean I have to send it in anonymously. That I send it in an unmarked envelope without any name on it so that that's $5 to the poor. Now, that $5 did go to the poor, but this is not saying that. But here's the idea. I give the $5 to the poor. Now, if I am doing it with an idea of making an impression on my partner in business, or I want to make an impression on the people in the church who are collecting the money, that's exactly what the value of the act is, so far as I am concerned. And the people think I'm fine, and they say that things, and that's all there'll be to it. God isn't impressed by it because I wasn't doing it for him. But suppose that when the offering's being taken up for the poor people, I give $5, But why I'm giving it is a secret thing. Nobody else knows. They see me give it, but they don't understand. The reason I'm giving the $5 to the poor is because I think God would be pleased. He gave his son to die for me, and with the same spirit, I give something of mine for other people. His son died for me because I needed him, and I give the money to other people because they need it. In that way, I'm acting, as it were, like God. All of that is known to God. And when the action itself is actually performed, God himself is the one that will give me his reward for what I'm doing. You know, so far as we human beings are concerned, every one of us have some kind of gallery. You know, like the ball players are out there playing on the field, and there's a grandstand watching them. And many a man does even better because there are a lot of people in the grandstand, and he wants to have their praise. Any of us in our action and conduct have a grandstand of somebody or some people we want to be seen by. And we'll act in a certain way because of those people who are looking at us. It makes a great deal of difference who's in the grandstand so far as our life is concerned. Many a young person goes to a strange city, and many a young man will go and conduct himself honorably. Everything he does is open and above board. In his heart, he's cherishing the folks back home. He's keeping them, and in a sense, in his grandstand are his parents. In his grandstand are his friends. And because he is living his life as if he was looked at by them, he is living an honorable, decent life. There could be other reasons for doing these things. Particularly, the Lord Jesus is stressing, I could live my life and carry on my conduct thinking about God, having in mind how God will feel. And if I were to do that, then the Lord Jesus says, I would be very wise, and I would receive a reward from heaven. I would be doing these things unto the Lord God. Only God would know. No one else can see my heart. But as surely as God would see in my heart that I'm doing this thing for his name's honor and glory, he would reward me openly. And this is part of the Lord's teaching, that except your righteousness exceed the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees. And so it would be for us. We are to mean it when we do it. Our God and Heavenly Father, add thy blessing to our hearts, and keep us true and sincere before thee. For thy name's sake we ask it. Amen.